On today's show, Josh Bass and Marcus Barahal reunite to talk about the news of Kevin Durant and three other Nets testing positive for COVID-19, and also talk about what this means for the Nets coaching search coming up on Locked On Nets.
You are Locked On Nets, your daily Brooklyn Nets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, and welcome into another edition of the Locked On Nets podcast. We are still social distancing and quarantined. I'm your host, Josh Bass, joined, as always, by Marcus Barahal. Marcus, what have you been keeping up to in a non-basketball world and also a world amongst the very serious COVID?
Josh, a lot of people have it worse, but it has been pretty bad, pretty boring for the most part, especially without basketball. You know, I used to work at the NBA and then was watching like multiple games a night, that kind of thing. It was too much, so I left, and now here I am a couple years later missing those days. I wish there were multiple games every night to watch. Instead, filling my time with meaningless tasks, just trying to pass the time until basketball is back. How about you?
Do you think there's any chance that this entire coronavirus thing has been a reaction and kind of lashing out at you for leaving the NBA, and ultimately it was a sign from above to punish you and not have any basketball?
Probably, yeah. It's like one of those things where like you get a genie and you make a wish, and then mm-hmm. they give you like the bad version. They kind of twist your words. I was like, ugh. I've had too much NBA. This is too much. And then now it's nowhere near enough because it's zero.
Yeah, you need to just ask for three more wishes.
Yeah. No one ever does that. Just ask for infinity wishes.
I know. It's really, really underutilized. I wish others got into it. So, Marcus, really big news here is that four Nets players, yes, that's right, four, have tested positive for coronavirus. Remember, there was only three cases in the NBA prior to this, or known cases at least. I'm sure much more people have it. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, and then Christian Wood of the Detroit Pistons. And now you have four Nets players. Of those four, three are not showing symptoms, are asymptomatic. One is showing symptoms, and that was really kind of the reason why the team got tested in the first place. And one of those four, we don't know if he falls into the asymptomatic bucket or showing symptoms, is none other than Kevin Durant, who, Marcus, you might not know this, but he is the highest profile player on the Nets.
I have heard that, yeah.
Thoughts?
This is crazy, but also it's kind of become semi-normalized at this point. Like, I know you mentioned only three NBA players had tested positive for it up to this point, Mitchell, Gobert, and Christian Wood from the Pistons. But I was reading a thing from Donovan Mitchell. He was on Good Morning America earlier this week, and he was saying that, like, even still, he doesn't really have any symptoms. And so if he hadn't, like, taken the test and, like, known that he actually had the virus inside of him, he could have just been walking around. No one would have known. Mm-hmm. Like, everything would have seemed like normal. So, like you said, I'm sure way more than just seven players in the NBA have this right now. It's just a matter of testing. And yeah, for it to be four Nets out of nowhere was surprising. And then at the same time, once it was the four Nets, I was like, okay, KD definitely has it, just because that's the way that the Nets season has gone. Like, everything that could go wrong has. And like we were just talking about at the beginning, like kind of like getting punished sort of for our thoughts about basketball. Like, When the news first happened that the NBA season was suspended, I know a lot of Nets fans were kind of talking about, oh, maybe like this will actually buy time for KD to come back. And like, so of course, you put that out into the universe. Now KD also has this virus that he has to recover from and, you know, mentally get over that hump also of, like, once you are actually recovered, like venturing out into the outside world and feeling like things are safe. So not good news at all, obviously. And pretty shocking. What was your reaction when you heard it?
Yeah, I mean, I think same as you. I think this entire, I mean, you knew Kevin Durant was going to be out for most of the season, given the Achilles, and maybe there was a chance that he could come back towards the end of the regular season or the playoffs. And I think from the recovery side, it seems like that's gone as well as possible based on what we've heard and some of the videos that have been released. Obviously, I think a lot was analyzed, like with him throwing the football and then the crossover on Nick Claxton in practice. But besides that, I think everything else has kind of gone absolutely horribly for the Nets this season. I mean, with KD getting the coronavirus, now you have the season delayed at least a few months, and you're thinking, hey, maybe he can come back and play. But Rich Kleiman kind of shooed that deal, or kind of put that idea down even before it was announced that KD tested positive for COVID-19, saying that let's just focus on next season. It's unlikely. I think just there's so much mystery in the air, and for someone that hasn't proven himself in a Nets uniform right now, obviously he's a world-class player and a borderline Hall of Famer, but we don't know what he's going to look like next year. And I think all the Nets fans are getting nervous and clamoring for him to play because we want to see that he's going to be close to the Kevin Durant of old. So obviously, in the grand scheme of things, this news isn't kind of anything major. Who knows if he even has symptoms. He's going to be fine, but it's just another thing to kind of add on that hasn't gone the Nets' way this year related to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, the point about like just wanting to see it is definitely a good one, especially after the way that this year went, where you and I preseason were saying we kind of expected somewhere in like the 45 to 48 win range for this team, and then Kyrie Irving couldn't stay healthy for the majority of the year, and that was a big part of why the team underperformed. It wasn't the only reason, but that was definitely a big part of it. And so with the other Nets star, the one who you knew had the injury concerns coming into it, it's like, okay, like the guy who we thought was going to be here this first year was hurt the whole year and was kind of a letdown. So this other guy who we had sort of lower expectations for, maybe not as a player, but at least like health-wise, like we need to see something from you. You're kind of like, I don't want to say the last hope, but like you're the biggest, brightest possibility for this franchise going forward. And the only reason that they're talked about as a team that either next season or the year after could be in the finals conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I mean, I think right now, like, yes, you have a ton of goodwill from the free agency signings that you had, but it is kind of a prove it league. And right now the Nets, like if you're just judging by the team on the court and some of the off the court stuff that we've heard, there's just a ton of uncertainty here. And the coronavirus stuff, again, it's not a big deal, but it's just like another thing, you know, that, and I think Nets fans are kind of sick of having all these things.
Yeah. And then to add on to the uncertainty, like Kenny Atkinson is no longer with the team, and they're going to still have to find a new head coach. Jacques Vaughn coached two games before the season was suspended. So like even undefeated. If it was possible that they were like, yeah, the undefeated Jacques Vaughn, even if it was possible that they were like considering bringing him back or like at least using those 20 games to kind of evaluate him, evaluate maybe like the kind of system that he runs, maybe if they brought someone in to keep him on the staff, that kind of thing, that's out the window too. So it's really just like yet another thing that's up in the air. Like now, maybe if you're a Nets fan and you were like, okay, like all these things have gone wrong, but at least KD's recovery has gone well. His Achilles looks good. He looked explosive on that one drive you mentioned, the crossover on Claxton. Like, okay, I can have hope in that. And then now it's like, okay, maybe who knows really what this virus like long-term does to anyone. No one really knows for sure because it is so new. Like I don't even want to speculate, but there's numerous possibilities of what the end result of that could be. So just another wrench in things thrown in, and continuation of just a startlingly disappointing season for a year that we came into, I think, having kind of measured expectations because we knew KD would be out. Even still, it has been a disappointment.
Mm, yeah. I mean, the coach things are actually a really interesting point. I mean, if this goes into like June or even July, like how the hell are the Nets going to, like, are they just going to be doing like Skype interviews to get a coach? I mean, like, hopefully, we'll see what happens, I think.
Yeah, and also, like, when we speculated on who the next coach might be, some of those names that we mentioned were people who were on teams that are going to be in the playoffs, like teams, I mentioned Frank Vogel, Mike D'Antoni, as guys who, like, if their teams underperform, maybe those teams want to move on, and then those guys could be available for the Nets to possibly hire, but, like, if it's possible that the season gets canceled and like you don't actually get to see those playoffs, like I doubt that those teams would want to make a change, especially with all this other stuff. Like the Nets kind of, if they had just waited like another week, they probably wouldn't have fired Kenny Atkinson because the season would have been over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, Mark Jackson, you know, he's waiting for the call.
He's available.
He's healthy and waiting for the call.
Oh, boy. He's in a hazmat suit somewhere.
Yeah, he's just like, we have to make sure that I don't get coronavirus.
Watching Jean and Musa tape.
Exactly. He loves Musa. He loves Mussolini also. A lot of uncertainty surrounding the Nets. The one thing you can be certain about is Postmates, from an early morning breakfast burrito to a 12-pack of beers as you kill the time. We all have a lot of it. I've been playing a lot of beer pong and White Claw pong with my roommates as we are quarantined. Sometimes you just need what you need delivered fast, and that's where Postmates comes in, especially if you can't go outside right now and sit down at restaurants. It all has to be delivery, pickup, and Postmates is the perfect delivery app. If you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. I love food. That's why I love using Postmates. They deliver food from every restaurant I can think of right to my door. But Postmates doesn't just deliver burgers and sushi and takeout. They actually make my life easier with grocery deliveries and whatever I can think of delivery to. Convenience stores, clothing stores, you name it. This is all crucial in today's day and age with social distancing. So no more trips to the store. We need to eradicate those. No more late night fast food runs. I don't even have to worry about where to grab lunch anymore. Just download Postmates on iOS or Android, find your favorites, and get anything you want delivered within the hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDONNBA. That's code LOCKEDONNBA for $100 of free delivery credit with no minimum purchase for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Okay, Marcus, saw in the news some people were, and I don't even think coming at the Nets, but I think there's been a lot of consternation of, hey, how is this basketball team able to get tests? Maybe a bit speculatively if they think one of their players may have symptoms or someone affiliated with their team, but the people that actually need it haven't been able to get tests. Clearly supplies are running low. Should we be mad at the Nets for this? What's your take on this?
Yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of that on Twitter, which is usually where people are angry. If I want to see angry people, I go to Twitter. I think it's not really fair to be mad at the Nets players or really like the Nets organization or the Jazz when they got tested or like anything like that. I think it's definitely like the system itself that is kind of we shouldn't be mad at the people getting tested. We should be mad that these other people are not getting tested, if that makes sense. And like, not to get like super political or anything, but this was a situation that could have been planned for and prepped for longer in advance. Like, you know, this has been happening 4 months in other countries. It was only a matter of time before it came here. So it's really like a preparedness thing. And the fact that like pro athletes and celebrities, like Idris Elba has coronavirus, Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson, like the people that we are finding out about are for the most part like wealthy people. And I think that's mm-hmm. because they're able to kind of afford like private testing, which I don't remember which team specifically, but I saw a team said that like they didn't use like public health testing for this because they know how like understaffed and short on resources those places are. They kind of did private testing, which I mean, like, I guess if you can afford that, good for you. But yeah, there's a lot more people that are wanting tests, needing tests, who aren't able to get them because of the lack of testing, as opposed to like it all being put on the Nets. It should be that we're upset that these other people are not getting tested, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, it shouldn't just be kind of a one or the other type of thing. And what I would say to this is that, listen, if it's some like random rich person out there that's getting tested proactively, if they may not have symptoms, then that's one thing. But I actually do think when celebrities are getting tested and unfortunately have it, like a Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson and Idris Elba, Gobert, Mitchell, KD, what have you, it can be a really great way to actually spread awareness when they're promoting on their platforms. Hey, this is serious. Please social distance, stay inside, take this seriously. It's not all fun and games. Don't live your life as normal. We have to proactively do this. So if they're at least spreading that messaging to more people and more people are taking it seriously, there is some good being coming out of this.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's kind of like a PSA, and there have been bad versions of that. Like, I don't know if you, this is, you probably haven't, but Vanessa Hudgens' Instagram, she was like,
yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
She's the opposite.
Yeah, that's the opposite. So this is, that's a good point. There is at least, like, it's kind of spreading the word and showing that, like, yeah, even People's Sexiest Man of the Year, Idris Elba, could get coronavirus. So take precautions. Yeah.
Being sexy is not a, doesn't shield you from getting coronavirus.
I know, unfortunately. That's why you and I are still
yeah.
at risk.
We're still at risk. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Marcus, do you want to plug anything? I heard you are doing a new podcast. Not a competitor to this, just kind of complimentary. And I was a guest on it last night.
Yes, you were. Yeah, it's a podcast called Social Distancing that I'm doing with Gavin Schall, host of Locked On Knicks, former co-host of this podcast. It started because we were very bored and kind of needed an excuse to see our friends. So every episode we call up one of our friends, just talk to them for like 30 minutes. Good way to catch up with them. And if you are kind of missing, like just going out and like meeting random people, maybe you don't know us, but maybe you're like, oh, these guys seem fine. Maybe you want to spend 30 minutes listening to that. Josh, you were on the episode that we just put up. We talked about food. We referenced Commons intros from NBA All-Star Weekend that I know you love. So a lot of good stuff there. If you want to find that, I think you just Google Mixcloud Gavin Schall. It's not really up anywhere. So if you're really bored, maybe try that.
Yeah, but only as a last resort.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for us today. We have some fun projects in the works as we think of creative content for you all. Of course, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Podbean. We are there. Give us a rating and review. Follow us on Twitter as well. I am at jmbass underscore. Marcus is much more witty than me, and you can find him at Marcus Bearhall. And the podcast account is at Locked On Nets. And until next time, stay safe and be well.
Bye. Wash your hands.